Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us this evening on Fire to Inspire. And so we are at day 14 of our mind detox, y'all. Yes, day 14. This time is passing by, and I hope you've been encouraged by my daily posts as we are freeing our minds. We've taken out the garbage, and we're taking on this new mindset as we move into 2018. We're walking in total victory in our minds and our heart and our spirit and our soul. So I just want to thank you guys again for joining us tonight. If you're listening to us live on Blog Talk through the radio online, welcome. If you're on Facebook Live, hi, guys, welcome. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Tonight's topic is finding peace within, and it is so perfect that we're doing this topic coming in on day 14 of our mind detox. But I want to thank all of our sponsors before we jump in. Our sponsors, we want to thank Purpose is the name of the title cut album by John Mark Howard. I'm telling you guys, you got to go out there and get Purpose. And you can find it on all of your digital media outlets or www.johnsmusic.net. And that's johnzmusic.net. And that's John Mark Howard. I'm telling you guys, you will be blessed by his CD. I have a great time listening to it in my car. Finding Peace Within, The Journey of a Smile, Prayer Journal by Lisa L. Dalton. That is our special guest tonight. You're going to truly, truly love hearing more about the journal. So I'm not going to go too much in depth about it tonight because we're going to let her do that with us and for us. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. That is your one-stop shop to all of your hair care and beauty needs. Roz takes care of your natural hair, your relaxers, your sew-ins, your braids, lock maintenance, makeup, and lashes, and much, much more. So if it has anything to do with beauty, Roz can take care of you. Call Roz and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. We have Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington. And any of your ideas that you need to be customized, you really, really need this custom product done, and you want to bring it to reality, Angelique Washington and Unique Expression by Design can take care of that for you. And that is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. We have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And that's with Vincent Lynch, and his CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. So if you like listening to jazz, I'm telling you, you'll enjoy all of his different CDs available. I think he has three or four out there available. And then you have InspiredJewelsForYou.com, your $5 jewelry and accessories. So ladies, get your $5 fix with your earrings and necklace for $5. You can't beat it, girls. So, and men, we even have bracelets and things out there for you guys, too. And they're manly. They're not girly. Because some men be like, you have some men stuff? Yes, there's some men stuff out there. www.inspiredjewels4u.com. And thank you so much to each and every one of our sponsors for this month. And finally, it's all about me. Stage Play is coming up, guys. Mark your calendars. Go out to Eventbrite. See how you can buy a ticket. All the cast members will be selling tickets as well soon. I am a part of that play. I'm the nurse in that play, so I am excited about being a part of this great production with all of these talented cast members. And I just found out today that I am going to be a part of the play with by Lee Productions, Lee Legacy Productions, and that one is entitled 50. Oh, God, y'all, I just drew a blank. I'll get it back to y'all before we end. Oh, it's called 50 Miles Per Hour. So it's a stage play that has answers about what to do when your relationship midlife crisis is bigger than yours. So I'm telling you, these stage plays, guys, you definitely. Thank you, Lisa. Want to, if you're in the Atlanta area, driving range of Atlanta area, you want to come out and watch these plays, because I'm telling you, these are some talented playwrights. Miss Teresa Smith Cullis, I'm telling you, Teresa D. Smith is a stage play playwright that has been writing for over 30 years. So I'm so honored to be a part of that cast. I'm excited, as well as Linda's group. And so that one is April 21st and 22nd, and the one with Linda's group is April the 28th. So, guys, I'm going to be truly, truly busy, but, hey, I'm loving life and loving it. So we want to welcome our guest tonight. We're going to be bringing Lisa L. Dawson on with us tonight. Talented woman of God. And I'm not going to talk much about Lisa. I'm going to let her tell you about her. So give me just a moment as we bring Lisa on with us live on Friday. It's Friday night. So, Lisa, I'm trying to bring you on with the invite here. Give me just a second.
Are you on the radio show?
Huh?
Are you doing it through Facebook?
Yeah, I'm actually on Facebook Live, too. Are you on?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to bring you on with us. Hold on, I'm trying to get you invited on in here so we can actually bring you on and share the screen. Hold on.
Okay.
I may have to do it on my phone because it's not cooperating on the computer. Hold on. So, guys, bear with us. You know how these technological things want to have a mind of their own at times. Where there's a will, there's a way. So give me just a moment, and I will be bringing you live with us.
Okay.
Let's see here. So Lisa will be joining us momentarily, guys. It's funny. I'm doing the Facebook Live, and then I'm the one going to be adding you on the live. That is too hilarious. All right, hold on. It is not cool. But we are so excited about having you back on Friday Inspire.
Well, I'm glad to be back. I am so excited.
Well, we are excited as well. Hold on. Hold on. It is, let's see here.
You're on my page.
Yes, I can actually see that you're live, but as I'm trying to bring you on my computer, it's not giving me the option to bring you on. I know it will do it on my...
On your phone?
Yes. All right, so let me see here. Now, I actually can see you on my phone. I'm trying to bring you on the computer. Here we go. Let's try this out.
I think it's harder to do when you're doing it from the computer.
I think it is, too, because sometimes it has a mind of its own. Let's see.
Yeah. But I think we're good. Don't you?
You think we're good?
I do.
All right, guys.
Hear you. You hear me, right?
Hear you, and I can actually see you on my phone. Okay. I think so. So what we're going to do
Get started.
All right, we're going to get started. So, guys, we're not going to be able to share her screen, but hopefully you can hear her loud and clear. And so, Lisa, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire Inspire audience.
Hello, everybody. I am Lisa Dalton. And I always say I am a contagious spark of hope. Someone who just happens to be a wife, a mother, a woman of God, an author, a fitness trainer, somebody who just loves life and loves embracing it with a smile every day. That's who I am.
Amen. Amen. I absolutely love it. And you are an entrepreneur. Now, you have the title of your book is also part of your ministry's name, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, the ministry's name is Finding Peace Within, and that is also the title of the book, Finding Peace Within, the Prayer Journal. So it's Finding Peace Within Ministries with Lisa Dalton. And through my spiritual journey, I really have just embraced the nurturing of my soul and understanding how important it is to be at peace with who you are, be at peace with your journey, be at peace with your past, be at peace with your present, and know that God has the future already prepared. You just got to just work on the now. Just work on the now. So the ministry is all about helping people find that peace within their soul.
Love it, love it. And that is so very true. And so many people are caught in the midst of their past. And how can you move forth in the future when you're holding on to some dead weight? And so last week we talked about taking out the trash. So in the middle of our mind detox, we started it 2 weeks ago today. So, well, 2 weeks ago. So we're on day 14, and we're actually just detoxing the mind of everything that doesn't line up with what God said about us or doesn't line up with the Word of God. And so when we, you know, talked about bringing you on, it was like perfect time, and God couldn't have done it any better. I couldn't have done it any better because, you know, the Lord did that to where you're right smack in the middle of it, and we have one more week, so we're doing 21 days.
I watched the video, and I was just like, wow, what an awesome time to have the shows coming together and the topic being synced with what you're already doing with your own ministry. So God ordained, definitely.
Yes, ma'am. It's definitely him. Definitely him. So, how was the ministry itself? Before we jump into the book, how was the ministry itself birthed?
Well, the ministry was birthed. Let's say, I wrote my first book in 2002 when the prophecy came that I was going to write a book and that I was sitting on the gift. The gift of the ministry that God had already anointed me to be as a Shamar prophet and an intercessor, and just being that watchman on the wall, being that intercessor and really having a concern for the people to be delivered from their sins and just to be set free from the things that the enemy had them bound. And a lot of times we bound our own selves up with our experiences. So through that and through my journey of writing the books, the Holy Spirit just said, now is the time. I just stopped being afraid to just launch out in the deep. And so the Lord said, just use what you already have, Finding Peace Within, the Journey of a Smile. And the motto is, a centered soul is a centered mind. You know, the Bible says if we keep our mind stayed on him, he's going to keep us in perfect peace. So in order for us to find that peace, we got to deal with the things that the enemy and the things that life has put in our spirit. So that's how the ministry was birthed, and my husband has really pushed me to get it started. And so the first of the year, we decided to go ahead and let Finding Peace Within Ministries just launch out into the world, and God has just done an amazing work already.
Amen, I tell you. And won't he do it when you just let him be God and you step on out the way? You just, you know, it's so amazing. There's nothing that you can do that could even prep you for when you see his hand on things. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I do. And I heard what you said in your message yesterday about how the Holy Spirit told you that there were people attached to your ministry. And you couldn't sit on it any longer. And, you know, and that's so true. And I believe the Holy Spirit has ministered that same message to a lot of us. There are so many people attached to us. And the more we resist the call, the longer those people are going to stay out there and stay lost. So thank you for launching out and obeying and hearing the word of the Lord.
Amen, amen. You know what? There was no more time for excuses. See, it was time out for excuses, especially when the Lord said there were too many lies tied into my obedience. Well, I didn't want any blood on my hands. And so, you know, I definitely understand that. And so for those of you who are just joining us, we have Lisa L. Dalton on the line with us, and she is our special guest tonight. And the topic is finding peace within. So if you've been following us over the last 2 weeks, you understand that we are doing a 21-day mind detox. You know, everybody's trying to lose weight and everybody's trying to get their physical temple together. But what about these mindsets? You know, you can have these beautiful earthen bodies, but a messed up mindset, and you can't do what God is calling you to in the fullness of it if your mind ain't right.
Come on,
It's time. It's time. It's time for us to shift into, you know, the things that he's calling us to. And that's meaning letting go of all the things that are toxic to you. You know, there may be some people that you got to let go of. There may be some relationships, whatever it is that's causing the toxicity in your life. Got to let it go. Lisa, it's time to alkalize some things.
Amen. Alkaline. Somebody said a spiritual
animal. Cancer can't live in alkalinity. You know, cancer can't live in alkalinity. So it's
time
to alkaline the body, the mind, and the soul. Amen. Somebody post that hashtag, it's time to alkaline. All right.
That's it.
I love it. Yes, yes, it is time to alkalize some things. So tell us, Lisa, what does this topic itself, finding peace within, what does this topic mean to you?
To find peace within means that you are fully aware of your experiences, that you have really embraced your journey through life, and you are no longer holding yourself hostage. When you come to terms with who you are, the things that you've gone through in life that have made you to be the person that you have become, and you now begin to take off the layers that life has put on, that God didn't really intend for you to have to go through, but because of disobedience, you decided to do it your way, now you got to get it all off. So now you can walk into what God has already lined out for you. You know, we're catching up with what he's already done. You know, we're behind time. He's way, you know, he already knows what the end is going to be like. So we got to catch up. So the things that we've gone through that have now become our testimony, we need to be free enough in our soul and have peace enough with that experience to be able to share it freely. And that's when the people that are attached to you will become free.
Amen. Amen. You know, I had Tiffany Warren on with us a couple weeks ago, and she's a counselor. She's a licensed counselor with a practice. And she said, too many people are allowing, this is how she said it. She said, why are you allowing people's opinions to be your reality? Why are you allowing their opinion to be your fact? Honey, she just did that for me to be able to help people in this area, because when God has told you something for them to understand, it's not for them to even give their opinion on what God placed on the inside of you. So don't take on their opinion as your reality or fact for you, because you know what God told you. He didn't give it to them for a reason. It's not theirs. They can't carry that baby for you. God gave that baby for you because he knows that you can handle that baby, right?
That's right.
Amen.
And another thing, you were talking about the I am.
Yes.
You were talking about those I am.
Yes, we were.
We got to be careful how we talk about those I am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm 100% on that thing. Yes, I am. I'm so tired of hearing people say, you know what, I'm broke. You're speaking that which is not really true, but you're making a truth because you have the power and authority in your words. So you're creating that for yourself. I don't even tease and say you make me sick anymore. You know what I'm saying? Understand that your words create life or death. There's no in between.
That's it.
So when you understand who you are and that everything about you is intentional. Your words got to be intentional. You know, your words have to be intentional. If you want to see it, then speak it. If you want to see it, then speak it.
See it and speak it and believe it. And believe it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Believe and receive.
Yes. And you know what? And you got to believe it beyond seeing it. So one of the things my apostle said one time, she said, you got to see it before you see it. So when you're saying, see it before I see it with my eyes of faith before I actually get it in my hand, you know, some people think, okay, well, if I reach this goal, then I can say this. No. Faith is seeing it before you see it. So being intentional about seeing it. And one of the things that my pastor said when I interviewed her two weeks ago, she said this. She said, it's time to dream again. And so, you know, somewhere in the process of living, we forgot how to live, how to dream. You know, life happened and circumstances and situations happened. But God didn't tell you to stop dreaming. You stop your own. It's time to dream again. And so finding that peace within will allow you to what? Dream again.
Dream again. Exactly. It will allow you to dream again.
Yes. It's time. So, Lisa, what motivated you to write this prayer journal? Because I know you want to help people shift into where God is calling them to be and help them. But what motivated you? What allowed you to birth this baby?
This baby was birthed out of my own process of finding peace within through my own spiritual journey. And because I've been journaling since the age of 15, when my grandmother bought me my first journal with the lock and key that she broke into, read my secrets. Maybe that's why she gave it to me, so she could see what I was doing.
Yes.
Shame on you, Grandma.
Definitely.
Shame on you. But I wrote my life in my diaries, is what we used to call it back in the day, a diary. And I've done that throughout my life. And so in 2012, when I lost my job, that's when the Holy Spirit really began to deal with me about my life, you know, about the things I was doing, the things that I had gone through, and where he wanted to take me and the things he wanted, you know, he had outlined for me to do. So I began to just listen to the Holy Spirit, and I began to write to the little girl inside, to the little Lisa, you know, at the age of 4. You know, I can remember that far back, but I do know at age of 1 when my grandmother gave me away, and I was never a part, you know, I hate to say gave me away, but that's what I thought. I thought they gave me away, but they didn't really give me away. You know what I'm saying? But so as the Holy Spirit began to minister to me about the things that I was still holding on to, I began to pin them and put them in the book. And so as the Holy Spirit once again gave me every chapter to write, you know, embracing the journey, embracing the smile, and birthing authenticity, you know, the birthing of truth, you know. So that's how the whole book became, and I put it all together. And it's not a reading book. It's a writing journal. You know, you see there are lines.
Okay.
I mean, you got to do your own work.
Right. You know what? There are so many adults that's walking around in this place of that hurt little girl or that hurt little boy. And so what we need to do is take that journal and heal that hurt little girl or hurt little boy so that you can walk in the fruitfulness of what God is calling you to, right?
That's it right there. You know, oftentimes when people are adults, because, you know, the book is for adults, you know. I mean, children have a long way to go still yet. But some kids have experienced some things in their lives that they can truly write about. But when you are 45, 50, and you're doing stuff that kids do, are you responding the way a teenager would do? If I ask an adult why they did something, they should never say, I don't know. That's not an adult response.
Reaction, right.
That is the 13-year-old hiding inside of you who's scared of getting a weapon.
You better teach.
Because as an adult, you should know why you do everything you do. And if you don't know, you really need to get the book.
Right.
And do your work.
Right.
It's that little child that's responding and not the adult.
Exactly. And so with that, you know, you have a lot of people making some decisions out of a place that's really not using wisdom, for lack of a better word. What do you think?
Lack of a better word, exactly.
For lack of a better word, you know. They're not
for lack of a better word, exactly.
Not using sound judgment, you know. And so as we detox these minds and get them healed through this prayer journal, you know, they can move forth in the fullness of their life, you know, taking the blinders off and unclogging their ears and hearing a new sound, you know, and seeing new things with new sets of eyes, you know.
Because
some people are so stuck. And the Lord's like, I didn't mean for you to stay there. You made the choice to stay there, but that's not what I desire for you. That's not his desire for us. He wants us to live a long, satisfied life, but many of us just want to. I don't know if some people want the, oh, woe is me. I think some people don't know how to move on.
That's because what they know to be normal, I may not consider normal.
Right. Right.
And, you know, that's their truth.
Right. That is so true. That is so true. But you know, one young lady, I was speaking at a transition home, and I was speaking to a lady, and we were talking, and she said, you know what? She said, although that crazy environment that I was in, that was my normalcy. So crazy was normal to me. So when I decided to walk out on faith, this new normal was not normal. And I'm like, so peace wasn't normal to you? She said, exactly. Peace was not normal to me. So, you know, and, you know, many people go and they just continue to you can move, like I was listening to a young lady speak, and she said, you can move to anywhere in the country. You can move to another country. But until that mindset get healed, you're still going to have the same outcome because it's the same person with the same issues.
Yeah,
you know?
you're still taking you with you everywhere you go.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, you going with you. And you are a common denominator. At our place of employment, we have team members that go from one team to the next team to the next team, and you got problems on every team. Is it really the manager or is it you? Everybody got problems with you, or you got a problem with everybody.
What's
you are the common denominator in this situation. You need to fix you.
You know, the thing that I don't understand is when you have an adult that doesn't get along with anyone, an adult that don't like anyone, it's like, you know, that's when you know that there's some true healing that needs to take place, because nobody just purposely dislikes everybody. That's not normal.
Right. That's not normal.
In this journal, what's your favorite scripture or quote in your journal that can help the listeners right now where they are? What would be your favorite quote that you would share?
My favorite quote is, I am strong because I know my weaknesses. I am beautiful because I am aware of my flaws. I am fearless because I learned to recognize illusions from real. I am wise because I learned from my mistakes, and I am a lover because I have felt hate, and now I can laugh. That is my favorite quote. That is my favorite quote. Now, I don't even know where the Holy Spirit got that from. But that
Honey,
is my favorite.
That is beautiful. That is truly beautiful. And like you said earlier, the I am statements are so key. What are you saying about what's coming behind I am? You know,
I am. Mm-hmm.
You know, I am. What's coming behind your I am? So I'm asking you, Facebook listeners, Facebook friends, Facebook family, what is your I am? What are you saying to yourself? I am what?
Yes.
Post it. Tell me what you're saying to yourself.
Yes.
I am what? I am loved. I am loved. I am victorious. I am victory. What are you telling yourself? Because you are exactly what you're telling yourself. And if you're telling yourself any type of words of defeat, then that's why you're continuing to see the things you're seeing. I dare you to change your conversation if you have even let your I dare you to even change the conversation that you're having about yourself. I am an overcomer.
I am.
And you're not a survivor, you're a thriver. I don't even like saying I'm a survivor because you're not. You're a thriver. God didn't create you to be on this earth just to survive. He put you on this earth to thrive.
Amen.
To thrive.
Amen.
To have an abundant life. And to have it here on earth. See, so many people get caught up in, you know, when I get to heaven. Well, I look forward to it, but right now there's a work for me to do. And so while I'm doing this work, I want to thrive, be happy, be full of joy. And my happiness is not contingent upon things or circumstances. My happiness and my joy is contingent upon the I am, because he is my I am regardless of my
regardless of my I don't care how
regardless of the circumstance, I am beautiful, I am okay, I am victorious, I am.
And then sometimes you have to say, I am not what you said I am. This is what
right,
I am.
Right,
I am not that person.
Yes. Yes, you know, and as you're in this Mind Detox gather, for those of you who are joining us late, welcome to On Friday Inspire with Lisa and Aaliyah. Lisa's on with us. She is the author of Finding Peace Within, or The Journey to a Smile, right? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Look, I don't have my notes in front of me. And so her journal is so key in where we are right now. And so, like, after day one, we talked about the I ams and what you're saying to yourself. And I even told people to go out to Amazon, and it wasn't a definite, but sometimes some people need to see something in their face. So I told them to go out to Amazon and purchase my prayers, affirmations, and declarations.
Yeah, get your book.
Because you got to see it. Yeah, you got to see, I am.
Yeah.
What are you saying about yourself? I'm what? And so now we're on day 14, and so you need to get this journal. It's a journal from that you can actually write in, not something that you can read, but you'll read some different things. And she's going to really bring some thoughts to life. She's going to take you back to your childhood, man of God, woman of God, whoever you are. She's going to take you back to the childhood, and she's going to bring you up to present day. And so I'm telling you guys, it blessed me to be able to partake of it. And so I want you to be able to do the same thing. And so this is not a book to just read. This is a book to read the pieces and fill in the questions that she's asking you. And so, and it's going to really, really make you think. It's going to make you just say, wow. You know, some of the things you may not realize that you were still holding on to. I know if you are a person who grew up without a father, whether you're a man or woman, there may be some abandonment issues there. There may be some spirit of neglect that was trying to be entertained, entertaining you. And so there are some things that we need to just completely let go of in our mindsets, in our hearts, in our souls. Take out the trash like we did last week and just move in a complete healing, healthy, and whole place of a person, everything about you, in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. Because it's time to walk in forgiveness, forgiving others for what they've done intentionally and unintentionally, as well as forgiving yourself for allowing it to happen. See, that's
right.
What happens that one, Lisa. Many times people are like, you know, I've forgiven her, I've forgiven him. Well, did you forgive yourself?
Did you forgive yourself?
Forgive yourself? I just want to ask you that. Did you forgive yourself?
Yes.
So I'm typing that right now. In the post, did you forgive yourself? and many people. That was one of the pieces that the Lord gave me on Fire to Inspire, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiving yourself was the name of one of the pieces. And it really, it made me say, well, wow, Lord. And I was headed to a memorial service of a young lady's godmother. I was going with her that day. And I said, look, the Holy Spirit just gave me this on the way here. And I said, I want to read this to you. And I read it to her, and she just had tears just flowing. And she said, that was for me. And I was like, wow. And so, you know that it's all about being obedient and just doing what God is saying to do. You know, it's not about your emotions or your feelings. So, you know, let's just throw the emotions on out the door. Every day is not going to look like that sunny day. But guess what? You're still victorious. You're still a thriver.
Amen.
Regardless of what it looks like. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I started my online small group. This would be the fifth week. And we meet on Tuesdays on Facebook, but it's a private group.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, the ladies have really been blessed. And when you said about people not forgiving themselves, we've had some of the ladies to say that very thing. And we've had to basically have a mini encounter retreat on the phone because we've had to proxy for those people who have wronged the ladies that are a part of the journaling and a part of the online group. We stood in proxy for them so that they can find that peace within, so that they can see, you know, what God, the things that were clouding them. Because when you don't forgive, you know, you're only holding yourself back. And so we have really dug in every question. And it's amazing how the enemy will make you think you're the only one that's going through this. I'm the only one that's hurting this way. I'm the only one whose mother has ever abandoned them. I'm the only one that's been sexually molested by Uncle Joe. I'm the only one whose dad called you a whore. You know, you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you've done your work and you've done your spiritual work, you are able to tell another sister, hey, I know what it's like to struggle with pornography. So you're not the only one that's doing that. I know what it's like to be homeless and to have my kids and not know how to feed them. I know what it's like. You know, but it's until we get free of our own bondage, we will be able to help others get free. That's the problem.
Right.
And you've got to do it outside of the four walls of the church.
Yes, yes, exactly. And we have to get outside of the four walls because that's when ministry truly begins. Because you have many people that may not set foot in a church, but they're going to read your life, and they're going to listen to what you're saying.
Woo!
So...
they're going to read your life.
What?
They're going to read your life.
They are going to read your life. That's the hashtag. Amen. And it's the truth. You know, they're going to read your life. And so there's so many people who can be helped by you being serious and being free and being able to be transparent. You're right, Michael. I have a person that we're hard on ourselves sometimes. We're our own worst critic, Michael. We are.
That's right.
And I know, you know, and as women, I don't know if men do the same thing, but as women, we always say, well, I could stand to lose about 15 pounds, or you know what, if I could do this. But there's not going to be that perfect anything at all times. There's not.
Mm-mm.
But you got to still know how to love yourself and forgive yourself regardless.
That's right.
Okay, say you are on a new place of, oh, I'm going to be eating clean right now. Well, if you fall off the wagon today, guess what? Get back on it tomorrow. It's okay. It's okay. Don't be that hard on yourself to where you just sit there and you just dwell in the failure part. And don't look at it as a failure. When I look at everything, you know, I was on a conference call when I had to speak. It was a radio show. I had to speak at the Galleria with men of, oh, Lord, I can't even think of the group. Oh, goodness. But Men of Vision. And they were asking, they said, how do you handle failure or how have you handled failure in business? And I said, I don't deal with failure. And they were like, excuse me? I said, I don't look at things as failure. I look at it as a learning opportunity. It's your perception.
Right.
How do you perceive things? How are you perceiving yourself? Are you looking at, okay, well, I didn't make it this time, so I ain't going to try it again. No, the devil is a liar. What you got to do
right.
this time is say, okay, I tried it this way, and that didn't work out. So you guide me and show me how to do it better. And I do remember recently the Lord said, go back to the beginning and watch my hand. Now, there are some things that people are sitting on, and the Lord said, I didn't want you to sit on that any longer because you did it prematurely. Yes, I told you to do it, but you did a little premature. Now, this time, let me do the work. Let me guide you.
Yeah.
You don't just
let
do it in of yourself. Let me do it. Yes.
That's
so,
right.
So I'm telling you.
That's right.
All right, we got my God sister said, oh, my goodness, speak, ladies. Glory to God. But it's time for us to walk in total healing. And in that total healing, that is there is a prerequisite there to forgive yourself. So man, woman, whoever is watching, because I'm not a person that just calls the women. Jesus didn't preach to women, or Jesus didn't just preach to men. He preached to the masses. And so I have people that come to me, and the thing that trips me out, Lisa, I can be in a store, I can be at the grocery store, and a person will come to me, man or woman, and tell me their whole life story. And I can be
exactly.
in a line at a grocery
yeah.
store. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is the love of God that, you know, you just have and you carry. And people just feel comfortable to be able to do that. And so
exactly.
whenever you see that, you know, just do whatever God is telling you to do. I remember one time the Lord told me, with a perfect stranger, he said, tell this lady this. And I'm like, well, Lord, I don't know this lady. He was like, I promise you, I need you to do this. And so whatever, mm-hmm. you know, I told the lady whatever the Lord had me to tell her at the time. And she said, oh, my God, she had tears in her eyes. She said, I'm going through that right now. Thank you. I needed that. And we were actually at a play waiting for the door to open. And my daughter
wow.
And her mother said, thank you. This is a grown woman. And her mother said, thank you for being transparent with my daughter because
wow.
you just helped her. I was like,
now just,
whoa, Lord.
Now, just imagine if you were not in a place spiritually where you could have
yes.
heard from the Lord, obeyed mm-hmm. what he said, and gave that word to that young lady. Just imagine.
Yes.
And that's mm-hmm. why when you say you out here on the battlefield for the Lord, there is no time mm-hmm. to prep for battle when it's time to go to war. You need to be ready, trained, and armored up. So whatever you got going on in your life, you need to get it
mm-hmm.
right, because there are people out there, when you call yourself a prophet, preacher, minister, whatever, child of God, you're his voice piece here on earth, you need to be ready. There's no time for getting ready when it's time to be ready.
Well, you know what? That's why it's key that we get everybody to walk in a complete healing. Because if you're walking
yes.
in a complete healing, then you can hear what he's telling you to do because you're not
mm-hmm.
distracted and you're not focused on the hindrances, but you're focused on the one who's telling you to do it. You know, it's time to be so crystal clear about what the Father is saying. Now, I'm not saying that circumstances and stuff is not going to arise, but you got to be so focused on the Father that you still hear him despite the distractions. And you got to call those things exactly what they are, distractions. And you just tell that distraction, you know what, not today.
Not today.
Not today. You know what I tell a distraction? I bind you. You're exactly that. A distraction. I bind you. You go back to where you come from.
Not today. I recognize that spirit. I know what that looks
yes.
like.
Exactly. So it's time
yes.
to walk in divine health, healing, and wholeness in everything concerning you, in your mind, in your soul, in your finances. It's time to get your finances healed. But if your
mind
is still messed up.
That's a whole nother show. That's
whole
money,
yeah.
finances. And one of my sisters in the gospel, Pastor Stan, she's on tonight. Her church is doing a financial fasting. They're fasting in their finances to identify where you're spending your money.
Wow, I like that. I like that because so many people waste and they're so frivolous in their spending.
Exactly.
And you know what? If you really, really sat down and realized where you were putting your money, where you were putting your time, then you figure out where a bulk of you are. You know what I'm saying? Where are you? Where are you mentally?
The love
of
it.
Most...
yes. The love
so
of
So if
it.
You
and,
have
and you know,
all of your time.
Yeah. All of your time is going into things that are not glorifying God. He's not getting any glory out of it. And when I post this morning and the other part of that I'll post tomorrow, the things that we use as Band-Aids to deal with the pain that we're going in. You know, and a lot of people use food, you know, sex, smoking, you know, TV, you know, you can't stay home. You got to get in your car. You got to always be gone, always moving, never sitting still. You know, that is a part of the journey. That's a part of my, why can't I sit still? What's wrong with me that I can't be alone with me?
You know what?
You just said a mouthful.
You
always got to be with somebody. Yeah.
There are so many people, men and women, grown people, that have never been alone. There are so many people that are in toxic relationships now because they're afraid to be alone. And you know, one of the things that I had I was mentoring a young lady, and I was asking her, I said, if you can't be with you, why would somebody else want to be with you? If you can't
be with you, exactly,
and enjoy being you by yourself, why would somebody else want to be with you? I enjoy being by myself.
I love being with me. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, when my second husband and I separated, you know, the Lord separated me from my family, from a lot of people. When you say letting friends go, letting people out of your life for 3 years, you know, I just poured myself into the ministry, and that's when the Lord really began to show me the calling that was on my life. You got to pull away. The only pull away for a time of healing, a time of restoration, a time where the Lord just deals with you and all your issues. And I heard one prophet say, no, they're not issues, they're sins. So he's dealing with you and your sins. We call them issues, but they're really sins. Issues what the world calls.
One of the people just posted, one of the brothers posted, restoration is needed inwardly, and I totally agree. When you are restored inwardly in your mind, body, and your heart, and your soul, when you walk in total healing, I tell you, you got something, and you can move forth in victory. When you're holding on to stuff, you know, well, you don't know what she said to me. You don't know what he did to me in 1962. Honey, that's over with.
Come on, that's 56 years ago. 56 years ago. But that's what the book is all about, finding that peace within, starting that restoration from inside out. Because you can't give what you don't have. You can't give love if you don't have love. You can't give peace if you don't experience peace for yourself. You know, you can fake it till you fake it till you make it. But after a while, people going to realize you've been faking it for a long time.
Amen.
And at some point, you want to find a place where you are at peace with yourself. You're at peace with yourself.
And when you get to that place, you will understand that Bible verse. The peace that surpasses all understanding. When you get to that place, you understand, you actually can live out that very scripture. Do you agree?
And the Lord says he would keep you in perfect peace if you could, your mind stayed on him. But in order for us to tap into that peace, you got to deal with it. And some of the ladies on the in the small group really were, when we first started, they were afraid to even go that deep because the pain was so deep. They were afraid to go that deep into their life.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like a rehashing, a rebirthing of something that you have thrown dirt on for so long and you thought was buried, dead, and forgotten about. But then it shows up in other areas of your life. So it's
uh-huh.
really not dead until you acknowledge the fact that it existed. Yeah.
Amen.
And we got to move past that pain. We got to move past the pain. But you got to deal
yes.
with it first. You got to deal with
right.
the pain. Recognize mm-hmm. it existed and move forward.
Yes. We had a post. He says, sometimes we're angry with ourselves and this can cause serious depression. And you know what?
Yes.
That's true. But as
yes.
you continue to allow the word to heal you, allow the word to wash you, you have to renew your mind daily, sister. That is true.
Yes.
That is true. You have to allow that word to wash you and daily. It's a daily thing. It's to take on this mind, the renewing of the mind. It's not a one-time thing, guys. It is a daily thing, you know, to take off everything that was that happened today. And when you wake up tomorrow, it's a new day. It's new mercies, new everything. So you wake up tomorrow and you're like, woo, God, I thank you for a new day, this brand new day, new mercies, new life,
every.
New blessings. And you wake up every day speaking that and declaring
yes.
that over your life because you have power in your words. We counsel depression. We counsel self-sabotage. We counsel
yes.
everything that the enemy is sending to hold you hostage in your mind in the name of Jesus.
In the name
I don't
of Jesus.
Know where that came from, but it had to be said. Woo,
that was for somebody.
Yes, yes.
And I post this morning that, you know, every day is a gift from God. Every day
yes,
is a
mm-hmm.
gift from God. Now, imagine if somebody went out and worked real hard, saved up some money to get you a nice gift, something that you can't afford yourself. And then they come and
mm-hmm.
put it in your lap. And
mm-hmm.
you're like, I don't want that. I hate I got up. Oh, my God, I got to do this. Oh, my God, I got to go over there. And that beautiful gift, you just walk right over it.
Wow.
And you know
wow.
what God
you know
does?
What?
He gets up the next day and he gives you another gift.
Mm-hmm.
But if we as humans, as fleshly people, gave somebody a gift
yes.
and they walked over it, you know what we would say? You won't get another one. But God doesn't
that
do that
so
to
true.
Us.
That is so true. And mm-mm. you might take it back, especially if it was your child.
And
you know what?
I'll
take it back.
I'll
take it back and get my money
back.
You are ungrateful. I'll take it back and get my money back because you are ungrateful and you don't want it.
Exactly. Give me my receipt.
Yes. Give me my receipt. Exactly.
Give me
my
receipt.
Yes.
But you know what? That's why it's so important that we really tap into the gift that God has given us. And that's a piece of a beautiful soul. Now I understand what people say, I rest their soul. God bless their soul. May they rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you never came to peace with your life and you died,
mm-hmm.
that's what that means. Rest, R-I-P, rest in peace. Lord bless their soul.
Yeah.
Because the soul
mm-hmm.
is what's going to go up. This flesh is going back to
right.
dirt. But that
right.
soul has
right.
to give an account to everything it did here on
mm-hmm.
earth. That
right.
soul. So we want our
right.
soul to be right. Soul
Amen.
Has to be not our singing,
Amen.
Not our preaching, not our talking, not how we look or where we live.
Mm-hmm.
It's your soul that
right.
God wants to be. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
I tell you, girl, we just have a good old time.
Every time.
I'm telling you, when you allow God to be God, see, I tell people this all the time, guys. On Friday Inspired was birthed out of, first as a book. And so the Lord brought On Friday Inspired this book. And I kept telling the Lord why I couldn't do it, Lisa. Kept telling him why I couldn't do it. But Lord, I'm a children's author. Lord, da da da. And he was like, I created you. I knew you before you were birthed. I knew you before you were informed. So how are you going to tell me who you are? And then finally, he said, when you come out of that box, you're going to take me out of that box. And then we said the part about, you know, there are too many lies tied into your, you know, into you know, your obedience. And so when you come out of that space of who you think you are, because you ain't even tapped into the totality of who he called you to be. There are so many people waiting for you to hear your story. You may think your story is minute, but guess what? It's big to someone. There's someone that hadn't, you know, they're currently going through what you've already come out of. And you've gotten a victory out of it. And you don't see it as victory, but guess what? You're alive. You're breathing. You're on this side of the earth. So the fact that you're still alive and you're able to tell your story, you have already accomplished so much more than the person that's currently going through it saying, I don't think I can do this. You know, I've had people tell me I was suicidal before I met you. Or, you know what, you just spoke to my heart. You just don't know. Even going to, I was supposed to be going to Cartersville with my pastor weekend before last. And I found out about Michael was putting on an author's thing in Conyers. And so, the Lord was like, go. And so I went to that and had an awesome, awesome time. Congratulations, Michael. And I went. And I was sharing with one of the ministers there one of the things the Lord had said to me. And she said, now, what you don't realize is one man just asked me one thing, and you came and confirmed a thing that he just asked me about and the Lord already told me. So she said,
wow.
He actually came confirm twice within moments of each other. And I'm like, whoa. But I knew that, you know, I was supposed to have been in Cartersville that day. But that particular day, the Lord was like, no, go to this author's event. And I was going to speak, but time didn't allow, so I didn't get to speak. But guess what? It wasn't about me speaking. And you got to understand that sometimes you may think you're going for one reason, and it actually ends up being something else. So as long as God is glorified in your presence or wherever he sends you, you did your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not about numbers. You get caught up in numbers. You can't get caught up in numbers because there may be 10 people, there may be 10,000 people. But if you did what God told you to do, he's happy and he was glorified. He was honored.
Exactly.
He was honored.
Exactly.
But girl, I tell you guys, if you had just joined us, make sure you go out to Amazon and purchase this awesome woman of God's prayer journal. It's called Finding Peace Within, A Journey to a Smile. And I'm telling you guys, she's going to take you back to bring you up to current day. And you're going to say, wow, I didn't even think I was still thinking like that. Or, wow, I was still holding on to that. Because forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. And so I said it like this, Lisa. I say that I don't want to tie God's hands. I don't want to tie God's hand because I am trying to hold on to something that God said let go of it. Forgive them.
That's right.
Even if they haven't forgiven you, you've forgiven them, and you move forth in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who that's for. But, again, I tell people all the time, even with On Fire and Inspire, and that's what I was saying a while ago, On Fire and Inspire was birthed 3 years ago. Started as a book.
Mm-hmm.
7 months later, this show came. And – you know, out of the obedience of it, so many people have been blessed. But I tell people all the time, I'm not the person does this. I'm the mouthpiece that God has chosen in this hour, but this is the Lord's mouth. So whatever he say, that's what we do. Many other things I have discussed tonight, this wasn't pre-planned. All these hashtags that the Lord has been allowing to go, this has been just something he's birthed. Just out of obedience, out of us, just with a vessel. So it's all about him. It's all about him. And we just want to see some people healed in your mind, healed in your heart, healed in your soul, so you can walk in total victory because you're already victorious. He's already created you to be so. So if you have not gone and seen any of these posts over the last 14 days, we're doing a 21-day mind detox. Today is day 14. I don't care that you get started on day 14, day 15. Just get started somewhere. It's time to walk in soberness of mind.
Yes.
It's time to walk in peace that surpasses all understanding. To live out that scripture in everything that concerns you. Amen. Minister, thank you, ladies, for blessing my soul tonight. Keep on walking in your spiritual gifts. Greater is coming. Amen. We receive that because greater is already here for us. We receive that. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Let's see here. Another person says, I've come a long way. Trust me. God's grace has taught me a better way. He has turned so many things around for me. Amen. And so
Amen.
I thank God for
praise
your parents. We thank God for you sharing because you don't understand. As a person that's constantly giving out, when we get feedback, it's a blessing. It is a total blessing because someone else needs to hear that because someone else is right there where you were. And so they're getting healing, saying, well, if he was there, if God is no respect of person, he'd do it for me. And understand that he will. And he, all you got to do in your mind daily is just take on that mindset, let go of the garbage, and just daily just say, God, that I walk in peace. I live in peace. I dwell in peace. I dwell in where you call me to be. Amen.
Yes. And it would begin to just, it would begin to be like perfume. Everywhere you go, people be able to see the peace, like you can smell perfume. Like, and that scent just lingers on. When you walk into the presence of them, I tell people when I walk in the room, I change the atmosphere, man. Feel like, dang, is Lisa here? Yeah, I bring the light.
Yes.
I bring the light.
Exactly. That's who we are.
And you saw me in Atlanta. It was hard to miss me, was it not?
Yes, ma'am. Let me tell you something. In the message version of the Bible, I can't remember which scripture right now, but he calls us in that version the lifeline. It says we are the lifeline. So when you understand who you are, whose you are, and what you carry, you don't allow anybody to dim your light because they can't. Amen. Well, Lisa, we truly, truly have enjoyed you tonight. We thank God for you. And we thank God that you are allowing him to use you to help people get healed in their minds and healed in everything concerning them. Tell them again how the title of your book, how they can go purchase this journal to get their total healing.
Yes.
And peace.
The title of the book is Finding Peace Within, the Prayer Journal. Finding Peace Within, the Prayer Journal, The Journey of a Smile. It is on Amazon.com, so just type in Finding Peace Within, the Prayer Journal by Lisa Dalton, and you can order it. It usually takes like 3 days, and you can get it, and it will bless you. You're going to bless yourself while you're doing your work. You can bless yourself.
Yes. So, and how can they follow you as well?
You can follow me on Facebook, Lisa Wilson Dalton. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram at Lisa Dalton. I am on Twitter at Lisa Dalton @IamLisaDalton. So it's Facebook, Lisa Wilson Dalton, Instagram, Lisa Dalton, Twitter @IamLisaL Dalton.
Amen. Well, we truly, truly appreciate you again tonight joining us and sharing. You're truly a blessing every time we speak with you because you are a lifeline. Don't mind sharing. Don't mind smiling. Don't mind lighting up the room and sharing your gifts. And we truly, truly thank God for you tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I've had an awesome time again.
Amen. Well, thanks again. Guys, if you missed any of this broadcast, you want to go back and listen to it, it's going to be available on blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. So if you miss any of it, you don't want to miss a word of it because I'm telling you, Lisa is definitely a lifeline that is bringing peace, joy, and helping you get healed in everything that concerns you in your mind, finding that peace so you can walk in it and live out the life that God has called you to. So, again, we want to thank each and every one of our sponsors. Lisa is one of our sponsors this month. Finding Peace Within, the prayer journal, The Journey of a Smile. Go out to Amazon and purchase that so that you can walk in your healing. Because 2018 is your year. So make sure you're doing the things that really feed your spirit, man. What are you putting into your eye gates? What are you putting into your ear gates? What you put in is what you're going to get out. So make sure everything that you're doing is speaking life over your life. Thanks again to Lisa. Thanks again to John Mark Howard with the title cut CD Purpose. I'm telling you, go out and visit him, johnsmusic.com. That's J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. And then you can find it on all digital outlets. It's called Purpose. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, where you can get all of your hair care and beauty needs with Roz. And you can schedule an appointment at 404-599-3712. Unique Expression by Design with Angelique Washington. That's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's the sound with all of your jazz tones with Vincent Lynch, and that is on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And InspiredJewelsForYou.com, that's InspiredJewels, the number 4U.com. Ladies, you can go out there and get your $5 jewelry fix, your accessories, $5 your free your necklaces with your free earrings, things of that nature. Inspired Jewels, the number 4U.com. Gentlemen, we do have some manly bracelets out there. And it's all about me. Play, stage play, coming up April 22nd and 21st and 22nd, sorry guys. It's a Saturday and Sunday show at 4 p.m. at the Port of Stafford Performing Arts Center. I am a part of the cast. Loving, enjoying being a part of this. Again, it is April 21st and 22nd. So guys, if you are in driving distance, if you're in Atlanta, want to see you there. We will have tickets for sale, all of the cast members, as well as they're going to have them available. I'll find out all of the different locations. Don't forget, you can purchase On Fire to Inspire. It is available on as an e-book, a paperback, and an audio book for those who want to actually listen. And then we have the children's book, a learning book just for me. This is Faces the Founder, and your children will learn foundational English and Spanish with a music CD. So, and I do story times with them. So this is what I say, guys. I educate the kids, and I inspire and empower the adults. So I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Guys, same time next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you guys. Remember, we are continuing our mind detox. This is day 14. So we will be continuing this until day 21. So keep on looking each and every day on the post. We're posting every day something inspirational, or we're posting that scripture to just shift your mindset to think on things that are good, things that are lovely, and things that are pure, because you are living the best life ever. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.